Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, the film director Martin Scorsese has generated some controversy recently by endorsing storyboards made by AI and then revealed that he's invested in a company that produces them. Storyboards are traditionally created by humans, so this will put people out of work. Rebecca Reynolds is a storyboard artist based in Dublin. Good afternoon, Rebecca.
Hi, how's it going? Thanks for having me.
Could you explain what a storyboard artist does?
Yeah, of course. So I'm a storyboard artist. I work in the animation industry, which is a little bit different from the film industry, but the two are definitely intrinsically linked. So basically what a storyboard artist does is they will take a script that the writer or the director or together they've created, and they will essentially create the visual kind of script from this type script. So they will be providing what's essentially like the blueprints, visual blueprints for the entire production or like show or film. So kind of shot composition, sort of acting, suggestive acting. So it's basically like a visual version of the script.
Yeah. So it's a bit almost like a, I don't want to demean it, but it's a bit like a comic strip almost,
yeah,
where you're describing, you know, what people are saying and what the angles are and that kind of stuff. And now I suppose that used to be done by hand. I assume you're using computers to do this anyway at the moment.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, it's pretty much completely digital now. It would be all, like what I use is a Cintiq, like a graphics tablet and digital software. So it would have been originally done by hand back in, you know, the day, but now everything's kind of transferred to digital.
Yeah. And so this must be very alarming if that somebody now can just tap a few words into a computer and you're out of a job.
Yeah, like to be honest, the industry I work in, animation, has faced a very massive threat from AI over the past couple of years, especially like generative AI in particular, because AI has existed for a while in kind of software and computers, but generative AI in particular is quite a threat to us, because AI is trained off of other artists' work. So technically it is using stolen work that people haven't given permission to generate images. And it is sort of, I guess people are sort of showing it as like sort of a bit of a magic box where they can just put a word into a machine and it'll create something completely finished. But the thing is, like, it is being created off the backs of other artists' work, and it is like a massive environmental threat as well.
Yeah, and an environmental threat in the sense of data centers and using up power.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, power and water, and we've kind of seen almost the effects of it already in terms of global warming, things like that.
Is there anything, though, that storyboard artists can say? Is there an argument they can put forward to the likes of Scorsese to say no, and here's why you should keep using humans in this work?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, to be honest, I see that his argument is kind of, well, I can't communicate what I want to my team due to my own skills. But the thing is, like you can hire
That's why he's been such a wildly unsuccessful director, yeah, because of his inability to do that.
Yeah, totally. But which I think is a bit ridiculous, because if he can't do it, like he can obviously hire someone who can do it, like a storyboard artist. And even like looking at other directors who draw their own boards, like someone like Rian Johnson, where his boards are essentially stick figures, but they're interpreted to such a high level by his team of artists. Like there's not really an argument, well, I need AI to create this for me. And like, I think storytelling is such an ancient human medium, and like obviously filmmaking is an extension of this. And I think just removing that very human element from filmmaking is quite, I think a little bit morally bankrupt, or it just doesn't seem 100% right. So I think there will always be a need for artists. Like, we need the kind of the human interpretation of artists to tell these stories at the end of the day.
Yeah. Now, I mean, he did say, as you said there, that he's always had difficulty communicating his ideas, but he also said it'll save money. And sadly, at the end of the day, that seems to be really what this is about.
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, it is definitely a financial decision. But I think the other thing with AI is, like, I'm sure we've all seen AI images. They're very, very bad at continuity. So, like, you'll see one image will look slightly different from the next image. It can't really do, a continuous sort of design and have it very accurate. Whereas storyboard artists, one of their main skills is to look out for continuity. So a character can't be standing on the left of the screen, and then in the next image, they can't be standing on the right of the screen, because that doesn't make sense. So I think you won't be producing as high a quality of work with AI, because it is still something that is very flawed. So you need artists who have basically been honing their skills for years and years, that have been trained in this field, to provide like a high quality of work. So you will be saving money in the long term, but the product will be definitely less good in the long run.
Though you imagine in the future it's going to get better at those kind of things and not make those mistakes.
Probably, but at the same time, I think it just even just the human element needs to be there. And I think if you see something produced by a human and it's incredibly like amazing, you're like, well, that's incredible. But I guess if you see something produced by a machine, like I don't really personally, I wouldn't be very impressed. You're just like, oh, okay.
Thing is, whatever about storyboarding, whether mm-hmm. it's for animation or live action, I imagine in the animation sphere in general. People who work in animation, animators must be very worried about this.
Yeah, for sure. Because you do see, I think it was recently the Oscars have banned AI because there was a lot of kind of AI submissions and they just want human made work. And I think something like animation, which is a highly, highly skilled profession, like a lot of most artists in animation are like, they've been training for years and years to get to where they are today. And I suppose just seeing something that comes in scrapes people's work that they've been training and honing the craft on for years, and then just sort of producing something in the second, it is very worrying. But at the end of the day, I think it just won't have that human element or something that, because everyone's art is completely unique and anything a human makes is completely unique. And I suppose just seeing something that kind of mashes all these things together and can produce something very generic, or just completely copying someone else's work, there's really not a whole lot of value to it, in my opinion.
Rebecca, thank you so much for speaking with us today. It was Rebecca Reynolds there, a storyboard artist who is based in Dublin. TJ says, a drama lecturer told me once that there are only 12 stories in the world. I thought it was 7. I install software that organizes storytelling. If you go to YouTube, they have a 30 to 50 minute stories generated by AI. It's funny they get so many mistakes, and some of the stories are so implausible. But, you know, those things are probably going to get honed over time.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.